You've read and heard from all the others. Now the real story on today's biggest topics. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. You know, one of my favorite sponsors is Chef's Warehouse, and the promo code is still up, which is you can get a 10% discount by going on shop.chefswarehouse.com. At if you do this, J-I-L-L, the letter N, L-I-S-A. So it's Jill and Lisa for 10% off. And joining us now for the second or third time on the show, Harris Heckelman, who was one of the leaders at Chef's Warehouse, and he's going to tell us all about everything he knows about meat and fish. And you can call in and ask questions at 203-333-9422. Harris Heckelman, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
I'm well. We just, we had on the show, was really interesting in the last hour, just coincidentally, two gals that started this volunteer network of people from the medical school at Quinnipiac University Medical School that became volunteers to help at a local loaves and fishes food bank. And they were talking about, you know, Connecticut Food Bank and the food and the food and the food insecurity. And I guess what I wanted to know from you, Harris, last time we spoke, there was a little bit of a, not exactly food shortage, but sort of one in the meat industry. How are we doing now in terms of the supply chain to the customers with food?
Yeah, it's a great question. Last time I was on, and thanks for having me back, we talked about, it was like maybe 5-6 weeks ago, and the plants were getting shut down left and right. And they were just getting into practicing social distancing. So the harvest was at like the mid 400,000 head was what we were harvesting each week, when we typically are in the 600 to 650,000 head a week. And actually this past week, as an industry, the packers harvested 680,000 head, and the week before was 660,000. That's back-to-back record weeks since COVID started. And actually, the 680,000 head from last week is more from a year ago. So it's like completely flipped. That 5-6 weeks ago, prices were at all-time highs that we've never seen on some different cuts. And then now, you know, product is just in the last 3 weeks has just crashed. Like the pricing on briskets and chuck rolls, a lot of the things you're used to seeing in the grocery store has just, you know, has went from being $6 to $2. So it's fallen about 70%. And it's going to continue to fall. You know, it was continuing to fall, and now it's kind of stabilized. The big question is going to be, now that the packers are running as many head of animal every single day, because they're about 1 million head behind from not being able to run them in the plants through the month of May, which means by them not going through the plants, they've been on feed longer. So what's been very interesting is USDA Prime, which is the highest quality beef you can get, this time of year is when it falls to that 2-3%. So two of every three animals grade out prime. We've been sitting at 10%, which is record highs for this time of year. Normally it's hotter out, they don't feed as well. So what we're projecting is for the next 4 to 6 weeks is to see a lot of product out in the market, which on the food service side, because that business is still coming back slower than anyone anticipates, or not really anticipates, but wants, that there will be some opportunities on tenderloins and some higher quality of meats, because there's only so many people able to buy that product right now. So supply chain has been loosened up, and there's a lot of product out in the market right now.
We're chatting with Harris Heckelman of Chef's Warehouse, chefswarehouse.com, shop.chefswarehouse.com. I wanted to point that out because I noticed in general, not just meat, but produce, the prices, at least on your website, are substantially lower than they were a few weeks ago or a few months ago. You've really brought your prices down. I don't know if that's because maybe you're shifting your packaging or the way you're thinking about consumers, or as you just said, the food is what the food is in terms of supply and demand. But the prices are really reasonable now on chefswarehouse.com. They're really good value.
Yeah, I think we have learned through this process. I think it was a little bit of supply and demand, and people were asking crazy premiums. We've found the items that make sense for our consumers that are still ordering. You know, what we've seen on the website is we're not maybe acquiring as many customers as we were, but we're getting a lot of reorders. You know, like our customer return rate is like 85%, which is incredible. So the customers that we have and that are buying from us, I think, are very happy consumers. You know, we hear good and bad from them, which is great. But we are in this business for the long term, you know, especially in that Northeast market, because that is, you know, our mothership out of the Bronx, that facility. And we're just trying to be creative. So we're, you know, we've put some different higher end options on the website on the protein side, some Wagyu, some Japanese Wagyu. We've changed from a lot of commodity beef to antibiotic free beef. We've got a kosher chicken now. We're learning and giving a good variety of products for our consumers. And on the seafood side, we're also being creative. We're rotating stuff in and out. And we're actually launching mid-July. So salmon, I think this is a great thing to talk about. Salmon normally comes from Chile, Canada, Scotland, or, you know, the wild stuff out of Alaska. That's what people and consumers are used to. And I remember 3 years ago at my previous company, I live in Florida, and this these two guys came in my office and said, we are building a farm-raised United States antibiotic-free salmon program. And I said, you guys are crazy. It's never going to happen. It was like 3.5 years ago. It just so happens the person who runs our seafood is VP of all seafood for us, and he's been in the business 20 years, and his dad built a great fish business in Florida, hooked up with these guys. They all got connected, and their first harvest is in the middle of July. And they've been, you know, this is a huge investment. It's a company out of Denmark that spent hundreds of millions of dollars. I went to the facility 2 weeks ago, and it's a mild, clean salmon, right? So, you know, I had it at my house. I don't like cooked salmon. I like smoked salmon for my bagel, and I like raw salmon for sushi. I've never been a cooked salmon because I get that taste, that aftertaste. It's been a little too fishy for me over the years. So I brought the salmon home for my wife to try and my mom and her boyfriend. And the verdict was I liked it because I don't normally like cooked salmon. I'm like the perfect spokesperson. It's very mild, very clean. My wife liked it, but she still preferred a Scottish salmon. My mom said it's better than the grocery store stuff I get from Publix, which is our local grocers down in Florida, which is competing against that Canadian, Chilean. And her boyfriend liked the Scottish salmon. So it's really more about what you're looking for. But when you pitch it, it's product of the United States, which there's no salmon ever from the United States, first of its kind. It's family job. It's creating jobs in America. I mean, there must have been 400 people working in this facility. It's antibiotic-free, pesticide-free, and it's Monterey Bay Green, which is the highest rating. So when we're going to be launching this in the middle of July. We're going to start portioning different sizes, and it'll probably be on the website by August. But we're really excited to get this into consumers, but also our chef's hands, because it is a great story and great for the future of America and really the industry. So we're excited about that.
So we're chatting with Harris Heffelman. We're hearing about salmon. I'm a big salmon person. I had it for dinner last night. I had your salmon because I think the fish from Chef's Warehouse is beyond. It's beyond anything I've ever gotten as a rule in local grocery stores, particularly the variety of whitefish. When you buy the pack that gives you different fish, I'm not sure exactly what fish I'm eating. Typically, it's white. It's not salmon, but it always tastes really good. And by the way, I always make it the same way. You know how I make my fish, Harris? You know how I make my fish? I make my fish like this. Okay, I'll tell you. I put a dollop of, I can't believe it's not butter on it. You know, so if you want to use butter, you can. Or if you want to use margarine, you can. Or even if you want to use ghee, you can. But I don't use olive oil. I need something with like a little fattier than that. I put a little bit on, and then I put lemon pepper seasoning. That's it. That's how I make the fish. I cook it between 15 and 20 minutes, usually about 17 minutes at 350. It's white as snow when it comes out. The flake of the fish is white as snow, and it is divinely delicious. And everyone I make it for loves it. I don't use breadcrumbs. I only use lemon pepper seasoning. I bake it. That's all I do to the fish. It's the flavor and freshness of the that comes out. It's so divine. That's how I make it. Simple fish all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
if you have a great quality piece of ingredient, you don't have to put a lot of stuff on it. And that's what we we're prideful. You know, in that box you got the barramundi, you got mahi, you got the Norwegian salmon and the Alaskan salt. So it's a good variety. And but it's all high quality product. And this new salmon, it's called Blue House salmon. Very
Blue
excited
House?
When we get it in. Definitely try it out.
So let me ask you this. How come there's so much noise about farm salmon not being as healthy for us as the wild salmon? What's the difference?
So, I mean, there's different ways to look at it. I mean, so farm-raised salmon in Chile, in Canada, it's a big pond of farm product and thousands of pounds or hundreds of thousands over my career. It's a price fighter salmon. It's definitely not as good as a wild salmon from the West Coast. But the best, because they get pesticides. There are stuff. It's farm raised in a pond. In a pond at the end of the day. The ones from Scotland are a little bit better because they're farmed in these oceans. At least it's more of the natural habitat, like the wild salmon. But what's great about this new salmon is it has none of those, no antibiotics, no pesticides. It's in this, what they call a blue house. So think about a big greenhouse that's this blue house that they farm it.
Like
I said years ago, I thought they were crazy. I couldn't believe when I walked it 2 weeks ago with our CEO, Chris Pappas, and we were blown away. I mean, this is their first of seven buildings. It's 400,000 square feet. They're in Wegmans. They've been in Wegmans because they built the business model in Denmark. Proof of concept. And they've been getting this thing up and running, and it's in Wegmans. They're going after big retailers, so you're going to hear the name Blue House Salmon a lot more. They're doing a huge marketing blitz the middle of July, and we have the national exclusive for food service, so we're really excited about that product.
That's beautiful. Yeah, and you guys have done great. And how does it feel now? We're at the end of June. You guys had to pivot on a dime. Chef's Warehouse is based in Ridgefield, Connecticut. It's a local business, but it's a huge publicly traded company, 203-333-9422 if you have any questions about it. And again, the website shop.chefswarehouse.com with the promo code of Jill N, the letter N, Lisa. So Jill N Lisa for 10% off. How has it been for you, Harris Heckelman, personally, in basically creating a startup branch of your business from scratch, going to consumers for the first time?
It was a challenge. It was fun. I'll have to say that I got to really do the product development stuff on the protein side, so it was more fun for me than other people on the team. That person I told you who is our VP of all seafood, his name's Josh Berman. He kind of took on, as we call, the B2C model, which is what this business is, and he's championed it with a lot of other corporate people, and it was fun. It is fun. We are seeing, especially the last couple weeks on non-holiday weeks, that the business has started to taper, from doing 400 orders a day to 100 to 125, but like I referenced earlier, it is the loyal customers who have gotten the product to what you said, Lisa, it's the best fish, the best protein, that they've seen and they've had compared to grocery stores. So I think, we're definitely going to be in this business. We're trying to maybe pare down what sells, what consumers are looking for. Like when we had toilet paper and no one had toilet paper, it made sense, right? And when we had paper towels. But we want to make sure it's a great user experience. The website continues to evolve. There's now like a rewards program. We do see with consumer shoppers, it's about promos and deals and discounts.
Yeah.
So we're getting more into that space of doing stuff for our loyal members. We ran a promotion for Father's Day. It spent over $500. You got a box of four steaks for free.
That's nice.
So we're just trying to be innovative because at the end of the day, our food service business is our bread and butter. But it's still coming back slower than anyone anticipates. It's until there's a vaccine, I think, because we're in all these different models, all these different markets, we're going to see good weeks and bad weeks. Like customers in Texas and Florida with these spikes, they were doing really, really well. In the last 5 days, it's tapered back down. I think it's the reality across the country, because we are a national company. We're going to see spikes and things that happen that are going to have people not go out, and business will be really good and go down like the stock market and go back up. Yeah. But we're just making sure that we're in front of our customers. We have product on hand. We're keeping the integrity of what Chef's Warehouse is about, and we'll get to the other side. And in the meantime, we're still focused on building this B2C business, and we enjoy it. And we love the feedback from consumers.
And the food supply is good. Obviously, the meat supply is better than ever. I'm hearing fine about protein and fish and produce. I mean, we're doing okay with that, too. Are we able to collect all of the produce? We hate hearing about people not being able to pick and things going, dry on the vine. We're doing okay with produce, too?
Yeah, I think we're doing okay with produce. We're kind of everything in food, like, there's a lot of product, right? What I think the challenge is going to be is there is a lot of product now out there, especially in protein and produce. They are getting people back to work. But because of the stipends and everything that's in, the people that were furloughed or laid off, I'm saying in other companies, like they definitely, I was talking to a restaurateur today. He's got 31 restaurants in the Southeast. And I said, how's it been? He goes, it's just hard getting people back to work. They either don't feel safe, they're getting money from the government, they just don't want to come back to work. So I think that's the challenge right now that we're in, is just getting people back to work. I mean, thank God a lot of our employees, we were able to take care of them through this process as we pivoted. But that's what I'm hearing from different restaurateurs across the country.
Yeah, we hear that a little bit on our show too. Harris Heffelman, shop.chefswarehouse.com. Thank you very much for coming on. Thanks for all this insight. So now I know to look for Blue House Salmon in July on the website. And we still have the promo code Jill and Lisa for 10% off. We'll keep that going for a while longer. I'd really like to keep that going. And
absolutely. We'll definitely keep it rolling. I would say website August 1st. So no one's like, I think their first harvest is mid-July. We got to get fabricated. So I would say first week of August, get on the website. We'll have a box. We'll have a Blue House Salmon box. I'm looking forward to hearing people's feedback.
Thank you. Thank you, Harris Heffelman on the Lisa Wexler Show. You be well. Thanks, Harris.
Thanks, Lisa. Hope everyone has a great July, 4th of July.
You bet. We'll be right back.